It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
When we last met, the Michigan school shooter who killed four innocent people and wounded at least another seven had been indicted on four counts of murder and more as a search got underway for his parents, who were supposed to surrender and appear in court at 4 p.m. on Friday. Instead, the parents of the alleged 15-year-old shooter appeared to be on the run. They were located late Friday night, hiding in an empty warehouse building in Detroit and taken into custody. They were indicted on four counts of involuntary manslaughter each, with cash bond set at $500,000. James and Jennifer Crumbly were charged with four counts of involuntary manslaughter each, which were brought forth as prosecution alleged the parents provided unrestricted access to the gun their son is accused of using. The son is being charged as an adult with terrorism, first-degree murder, and other counts. Democratic lawmakers are calling for bipartisan cooperation to create meaningful gun legislation that they hope would prevent such tragedies. Connecticut Democratic Senator Chris Murphy suggested universal background checks and a safe storage policy for guns, a solution that could garner support from across the aisle. On to the other epidemic that's mostly unique to the United States. Health officials said Sunday that they're still trying to determine the severity of the new Omicron coronavirus strain. But here's the good part. So far, it appears to be less virulent than the Delta variant that's driving rising hospitalizations. The Biden administration plans to fast-track authorization of COVID-19 vaccines tweaked to fight the Omicron variation. At the same time, infection rates are rising sharply. The U.S. is now averaging more than 100,000 new COVID-19 cases each day, the first time the country has crossed that threshold in 2 months. Deaths are also on the rise, with an average of 1,651 people dying from COVID-19 each day over the past week. Thanksgiving gatherings are likely one cause of the rise. The vast majority of new cases are from the Delta variant. Delta is still the dominant strain across the world, showing up in about 99.9% of all coronavirus cases. A new NPR analysis of COVID-related American death data reported that the most strongly Republican counties had an October death rate 6 times higher than that of the most strongly Democratic counties. The single biggest factor in the difference was misinformation about COVID-19, which was linked to lower vaccination rates. Well, just days after Stacey Abrams announced her run to be the next governor of Georgia, former Senator David Perdue officially announced Monday morning that he's in too. So Perdue is mounting a challenge to Georgia Governor Brian Kemp in the Republican gubernatorial primary. Perdue lost his Senate seat to Senator John Ossoff last year. But the former guy, who's expressed great anger toward Perdue and other Georgia Republicans for not helping him overturn his loss to President Biden in the state, reportedly recruited Perdue to run against Kemp. The winner will face the Democratic candidate, Stacey Abrams, who just last week announced that she would challenge Kemp to a rematch after she very narrowly lost to him in 2018. Flags are flying at half staff at the White House and Capitol today in honor of former Senate Majority Leader Bob Dole. Dole died on Sunday after months of treatment for stage 4 lung cancer. He was 98 years old. Robert Dole became one of the Republican Party's longest-serving leaders, spending a quarter century in the Senate. He was the Republicans' vice presidential candidate in 1976 and a presidential nominee 20 years later. President Biden called Dole, quote, an American statesman like few in our history, a war hero among the greatest of the greatest generation. After retiring from politics, Dole focused on raising money for the World War II Memorial in Washington and welcomed veterans visiting the memorial on many weekends. Here's an understatement for you. Unrest is brewing in the House as two Republican representatives, Lauren Boebert of Colorado and Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, continue to double down on racist and divisive rhetoric. Boebert unleashed a string of anti-Muslim remarks against Representative Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, implying that she could be a terrorist or a terrorist sympathizer, and calling her and Rashida Tlaib, the other lone Muslim representative, the, quote, jihad squad. After a contentious phone call with Boebert last week, Omar said she's very confident that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will take action against Boebert. That action could include punishments, like stripping her of committee assignments. When Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace criticized Boebert for her remarks, no stranger to controversy over inflammatory remarks herself, Marjorie Taylor Greene called Mace trash and vowed to support a primary challenge to oust her. And finally, no more Chris Cuomo at CNN. A woman told CNN of a serious sexual misconduct allegation against Cuomo days before the cable news network fired him. The attorney said she contacted CNN about her client's allegations on Wednesday. CNN had suspended Cuomo earlier in the week after new details emerged about his efforts to help his brother, then Governor Andrew Cuomo, before sexual harassment allegations forced him to resign. These moves came shortly after the New York Attorney General's office released new evidence showing that Chris Cuomo had taken a more active role in his brother's defense than had previously been known or disclosed, including using his position and sources to help his brother in what CNN called a, quote, breach of journalistic ethics. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.